obviously from an offensive standpoint, they come from the same school of thoughts, same playbook pretty much. So they know each other, we know each other. But the thing about those two, that offensive scheme is that it usually changes, and it's usually schemed up for that particular week. So what you see, you know, throughout a whole game against the Patriots might not be the same game plan that you get. It's based off of, you know, each opponent. They always have a wrinkle that you haven't seen before. So I don't think it's something that you can feel real, real confident about knowing what's going to come.
With the amount of times that Jim Schwartz dialed up blitzes against Washington, now that you're without Darby, do you think that affects the confidence you can have in doing that?
No, I don't think our confidence in anybody will change the way we play ball. I think we got the utmost confidence in whoever we put at corner. I don't see our playbook or our aggression changing at all.
Obviously, there's teams that have one stud that you can kind of go and figure if you stop him, you're in good shape. When you have a team like the Chiefs that has so many different weapons, and so multiple, what's the challenge there?
There's really not that many teams that have one guy that you can stop and feel good about. Usually, this league is too filled with talent. So we know for a fact that there are going to be matchups that each guy's going to have to win. You know, whether it's on their receivers and speed that they got in the backfield, or it's their tight end, or it's their quarterback getting rid of the ball. You know, it's everybody's got a matchup to win, and we're going to need everybody to win those one-on-ones. That's the beauty of having a team sport, that everybody's going to have to contribute. So we're looking forward to that. We're not going to, you know, try to take away just one or two guys. You know, we're going to see if we can match up.
Someone said that it's been for Alex Smith because when they assigned Trent Mahomes, they made a little fire in Alex Smith with Duke, maybe kind of more focus. You see that for Alex Smith this year that he had?
Something in one game. So, I mean, it's... he's always been a mobile quarterback. He's always been somebody that's had good command of the offense. Gets rid of the ball quick when he has time. Can play like anybody else. So I think obviously he was an impressive game this week.
This offense overall, though, with the winning game and the offensive line, how big of a challenge is this offense against you guys defensively?
It's a challenge. I mean, they obviously last week had a really good showing. Very explosive. Put up points. They had a lot of guys. You know, winning one-on-one, they got a lot of speed on the field, a lot of, you know, formation, guys running all over the place. So it creates a challenge when you talk about communication and being on the same page. So we'll definitely have to lock in on that, getting lined up, anticipating what's to come, and addressing on the run, because we're going to see something this week that we hadn't seen on film at all. We got to be ready to adjust and prepare as the game goes on.
How much does the noise out there factor into your preparation?
Well, we're on defense, so hopefully it's not that. If it's noisy while we're on defense, then usually we're doing either our fans have traveled or something's going wrong. So offensively, I'm sure they'll have to deal with the noise. We'll have the music going all week, but, you know, noise is noise. It's just a distraction. You either let it get to you or you don't.
Malcolm, what have you seen from the young guys like Rasul and Dexter this week in reaction to Ronald's injury?
Well, this is our first day of practice. Rasul actually had a good day. He had some interceptions. I mean, these guys are ready. They're prepared. They prepare every day to, in case they've got to, you know, step into a role. They're one, you know, play one injury away from either moving up or being in the game. And so I think they always prepare with that mindset. So we don't expect them to approach this week any differently.
Mal, great Carson went to suit. You know, that's
courtesy. Yeah, man. We're getting Carson together. I think it's for week one, start the season off right.
One of the things you did see on film, you always see Tyreek Hill. You know, he's a big play guy. It seems like a lot of their plays are based off of that. As a safety, you know, they run that jet motion, mm-hmm. and you see Hunt come out of the backfield. How do you fight that urge to go out there with him? That's the big touchdown he had. That's how that opened up.
I mean, they know, you know, speed is something that speed kills in this game. And so when you have a player with that kind of speed, it usually draws a lot of attention. You get guys overplaying somebody else's job and not doing their job, and that's how you get beaten. So, you know, this is one of those things where we're going to have faith in the guy next to us to do their job. Everybody fit the gap that they're supposed to, cover the guy that they're supposed to, and not try to overplay somebody else's assignment, and just, you know, have faith that we'll win those matchups.
Jalen Mills, I mean, he's still a really young player, low draft pick, but he's like the number one cornerback right now. He's come quickly. what do you think he's got that's allowed him to do that?
Mentally, he's been number one corner since he got here, if you ask him.
Since he's been to LSU, he probably
I mean, you know,
thought that way.
He, in his mind, you know, he should have been a first or second round draft pick. As soon as he got here, you know, he's the number one corner. He wants the number one receiver every week. And I think that's his biggest weapon, you know, as a player, is his mindset, his willingness to compete, his desire to compete, and his willingness to prepare. I think that's where his confidence comes from, is all of those things that he does throughout the week, you know, allows him to have confidence on Sundays. So, he's one of those guys that I think will be a number one corner, or is right now, but he'll be, I think, a dominant corner in this game, you know, as he gets older.